All right, kitten, where to next? You want to keep shopping? Of course you do. I promised you a day's shopping on Fifth Avenue. We've spent a small fortune on clothes and a lovely new fur piece for you. I do love how you look in it. You look proper. Elegant. Honestly, I should feel put out. Yeah, you make me look underdressed by comparison. Oh, you like that? Well, see if I indulge you like this again. Now then, I think we sated your tastes for handbags when we went to all those designer shops. I bought you all three. Plus that set of luggage that you insisted you needed while we were dress shopping. Honestly, I think all their new designs look a little, tacky, but you're the expert, of course. You know, you're quite the greedy girl. I've dated women with expensive tastes before, but, you, precious, take the cake. Well, I'm glad you can admit it. And, admittedly, I do love a girl who knows what she wants. You want to go to Tiffany's? Of course you do. What are furs, handbags, and designer dresses without the jewelry to match? You're fortunate I'd love to spoil you, kitten. I'll just sort out the bags first. There we are. Now then, shall we? My, my, my. Look at your eyes sparkle. I'm teasing you. You look like a kid in a candy store. Yeah, go on. Take a look. Yeah, she's gonna browse for a bit. Here, go ahead and take my card. We'll be leaving with something. Or some things. She has quite the appetite for diamonds. Please let her try on anything she likes. Oh, that's lovely. Pure platinum chain linking 50 princess cut diamonds and surrounding diamonds. A total of 30 carats. Perhaps a little heavy, but when have you ever shied away from something wrapped around your neck? Is it too much? Probably. Here, let me put it on you. It looks beautiful on you. You think so too? Yeah, it suits you quite well. You've got a regal air about you. You could be dressed in a paper bag and still give princess vibes. You want it? After everything we've gotten so far? A wanton, greedy little princess. Always wanting more, aren't you? No, I never said there was a problem. Not for me, at least. You, however, might find that it incurs a cost you need to pay. Being this greedy can have consequences, baby girl. So tell me, kitten, do you love it? I love how you look wearing it. You'll buy it yourself. I know you can, kitten. That's not the point. You're clearly having fun splurging, getting everything you want, and I happen to enjoy spoiling you. No, I don't think extending that to yachts and cars is a good idea. We'll have this wrapped up, please. And what was the total cost? I see. No, for such a lovely cut and so many diamonds. That seems right. Besides, it keeps her out of Cartier down the street. What's that, kitten? You want to wear it out? Well, who am I to argue? Ixnay on the wrapping. Mm-hmm. Showing off what Daddy's bought for you? That's a fun thought. However, let me run this by you. How about we head back to my place, crack open some champagne, and play a game together? Well, you said you wanted to make time to spice things up a little more. Well, maybe I've prepared a game to do just that. Shall we? Nice, isn't it? Care for a drink while we drive? My penthouse on the Upper East Side isn't far, but, traffic this time of day is murder. Martini? You certainly walked away with quite the haul, kitten. You filled most of the limo with what Daddy's bought you for today. Yeah? You like Daddy spoiling you? Hey! Come on. Okay, fine. I'll quit it with the baby talk, but... Seriously, did you have a good time? Good. I'm glad. When you suggested we go shopping together again, I'll admit I was a little nervous. Well, you know, a lot of couples fight when they shop together. They argue about, like, stupid shit. No, that's the thing. I get a thrill out of spoiling you like that. Obviously, you can get things for yourself, but it just brings something primal out in me when I get to treat you however I want. I'm glad you liked it, too. The night's just getting started. Here we are. Let me take your coat for you. And go ahead and make yourself at home in the living room. I'll grab us some drinks. All right. One bottle of Dom Perignon, nice and frosty. I've been saving this one for a special night, so... What do you say to making this night a little more special? Ooh, lovely, right? Have as much as you like. Careful though, it packs a wallop after the first glass. Wow, you're really looking gorgeous. No, I mean it. It's not just the finery, though that certainly helps. You've just got something mesmerizing about you. Have you ever played Truth or Dare? No? Well, let's have another glass of champagne, then we'll take turns either asking questions we must answer truthfully, or doing something that we're dared to do. Sound like fun? Why? Well, for starters, it's wonderful fun when you get a little tipsy. You get so easily flustered. Second, we've been dating a couple months now, and there's still so much I don't know about you. You've been very inquisitive about me, but I feel like I've barely scratched the surface with you. How about I go first? I'll pick truth. What's my biggest fear? Oof, honestly, I can't stand snakes. Big, small. I wasn't born in blue blood. I grew up in the Southwest, got bit by a rattler when I was really young. Yeah, you've seen the scar. I'm not BSing. Your turn. Truth too. Okay, let's see. Have you ever been with a wealthier man before? No. Pretty thing like you? I guess I'm a little surprised. Maybe I should have asked if you have been engaged. Anyone else long term? Just one. You didn't kill them for money, did you? All right, let me pour us another. Bottoms up. Ooh. Okay, your turn. Let's spice it up a little now. I'll pick truth again. But be sure to ask something salacious. Have I ever been dominant? Darling, now we're getting to the fun stuff. We could have skipped that snake question entirely, actually. I have, in fact. How about you? Oh, wait, I should wait. It's your turn. Truth again. Well played. Have you ever been submissive in a relationship? You have. Well, now, I must know more. Oh, so you enjoy being spoiled by daddy. But what you really want is to be dominated, degraded, handled roughly, and used. A woman after my own heart? You think my question doesn't count? How so? What? You admitted it. Why wouldn't it? Very well. Truth again, then? Have you ever been collared? You haven't. Well, if you like being pampered, but also degraded, it fits into that quite nicely. My turn. I choose dare. You dare me to kiss you? Darling, we kiss all the time. Surely you can do better than that. Oh, you want me to kiss you somewhere else? Now we're talking. Hike that little black dress up, little kitten. And Daddy will give you a big kiss. Oh, you think I'm too shy to do it? Bet. Fuck. I think I need a further confirmation. It would be rude not to, double check. God, you're fucking wet. I guess the champagne works pretty quickly. You've been that turned on since Fifth Avenue today? Baby girl, you are naughty, aren't you? Being spoiled on Daddy's checkbook must really turn you on, huh? I love that. Well, if you're so turned on by diamonds and jewelry and designer brands, I think it's your turn. Be a doll and choose Dare. Good. I dare you to wear this for the rest of the night. You said you'd never been collared before. Well, it's time Daddy introduced you to it. Go ahead. Take a look. Rich dark leather, a steel loop at the back, and yes, that's your name on it, studded in diamonds. See how it glitters? Swarovski crystals. Oh no, kitten. All of these stones on this collar are diamonds. Here. Let me, put it on you. Nice and snug? It's supposed to be. That way, whenever Daddy tugs on it, like this, you'll really feel it. Come here. I want to see how you taste. No, let me make something abundantly clear to you. Out there in the world, you're a successful businesswoman, in charge, getting what you want. But when you wear this, you're Daddy's little princess. You belong to me, and you will obey me like a good girl. You like the sound of that? I thought you would. Come here. You smell wonderful. Hermes 24 Fabour. Yeah, I thought as much. Everything about you feels luxurious. Oh, kissing down your neck feels lavish. The way you break out in goosebumps, and I can feel your heart racing. But how about, this? You like it when I tug on your new collar? Did your heart, skip a beat, feeling Daddy take control like that? I bet it did. I can see your nipples through your little black dress. And I'm gonna feel them too. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Kitten, I wanna fuck you senseless so you fucking forget how to string words together. The only quivering, mewling coming from your lips being, "Yes, Daddy," and more. I thought you would too. Come with me. Now, onto the bed. Go on and kick off your shoes. Leave the dress on. I like it like that. You can take it off when I say you can take it off. You like that, don't you? Being told. Have Daddy take charge of you. Being made to obey. Like a submissive little girl. Come here. On all fours now. Since you gave me a taste of how turned on you are, it's only fair I get to do the same. Go on. Give me a feel. That's it. Feel how hard you've gotten Daddy with your little greedy princess antics. Acting the spoiled little pet, just begging to be spanked for being so greedy. Yeah, go on. Undo Daddy's pants. Feel how hard his cock is in your hands. Oh. That's a good girl. That feels good. Did I say you could stroke Daddy's cock? Yes, it feels very good, but I didn't give you permission, did I? That feels like naughty girl behavior. I think Daddy's gonna need to spank you. Go on, kitten. Turn around. That's it. Bend over. Show me that gorgeous ass of yours. Can you feel how hard you've gotten me as I grind up against your bare ass? Oh, those panties were expensive. Kitten, I'll buy you more just so I can rip them off you. It's not enough to watch you undress. I want to tear your clothing off of you. It's just like this. Let's let those breasts of yours free. Oh, God, you feel so good against me. Your tits filling up my hands. Only the best for my princess. I'm just gonna have to strip you out of everything then. Everything. Except for your collar. There. Plenty of room for Daddy's hands to explore your body. To feel the soft swell of your breasts. The arch of your back. Thick this ass of yours is. Now you're wiggling your ass onto my cock. Naughty girl, you need to be spanked. Fuck, your ass can fucking take a slap.
fucking love it. Oh, that's it. Grind that ass onto me. You're only making daddy's cock harder. Fuck. Tell me you want my cock, kitten. Use your words, you little slut. Tell me. Good girl. Your pussy's so fucking wet and so tight. Let me just. You're really tight. Oh. Yeah. You like getting pounded by daddy's cock? Inch after inch after inch deeper inside you. I can fucking tell. I can feel you clenching already. Fuck. Hold your hips. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That's my good little greedy kitten. Taking all of daddy's cock up her pussy from behind. Oh, fuck. I've been waiting to fuck you like this all day. You're so pretty in your new collar. For every moment, you greedily spend all of daddy's money on your new shiny things. I'm gonna fuck you harder than you've ever been fucked before. Oh, fuck. This angle's making me hit your G-spot. And my little kitten wants more. Of course you do. You always want more, such a greedy little slut. It's never enough for you, is it? Fuck. I love pulling that collar and choking you. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. No. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Take all of me, you gorgeous, greedy slut. I can feel your pussy milking my cock. That's it. Just like that. Take more of me. Take all of me. Coming. I feel your pussy squeezing me so fucking tight. You're not the only one who's greedy tonight. Oh, come on. Spread those legs a little further. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, fuck. Good girl. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. There we go. Look at you. You can barely hold it back. Oh, good girl. All over my cock. Just... Say how much you want it spilling out of you. Oh, you were fucking made for breeding. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fucking God, yeah. Oh, Jesus, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh. You're making me fucking come. me. Shh. Oh, shh. It's okay. There you go, right in Daddy's arms. Oh my God, do you feel good? You did such a good job, kitten. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You're safe. I know, that was intense. Come here. Oh, what a good girl you are. You did everything perfectly, kitten. You were amazing. Was any of it too much? Spanking and collaring can be a lot, especially considering how rough we went. No? I'm glad. You can always tell me if it is. That way, next time we can adjust. Incredible for me, though. Yeah, we've had sex before, but that really made it good. God, seeing the light catch the diamonds in your collar, making it sparkle. How so fucking hot. Next time we need to use the mirror in the living room so you can see too. No, seriously, I think you'd love it. It's one thing to have great sex, but it is quite another to have that sex while watching yourself be fucked by a stud while collared. It looks, incredible on you, by the way. It's okay. You don't need to speak. Your throat hurts, right? Here. I'm gonna take the collar off you for a bit. Okay, princess? There you go. All done for now. A couple marks on your neck. You sound disappointed. You're really getting into this sub and dom stuff, aren't you? Trust me, there's loads more that we can try. If my kitten really wants to be punished for being such a greedy little thing, I can think of a lot of painful pleasures I can make you endure. Yeah? That sounds good? Good. I love you, kitten. You are incredible in bed. Aw. Well, thank you. I'm glad you think I'm good, too. Honestly, a lot of this is new to me. The whole, like, daddy-dom role. But I'm starting to like it a lot. I think it just fits extremely well with you, my little sex kitten. Now,
Do you want to keep going? Or do you need a little break? Okay, little break it is. Oof. Let me get up and get us something to drink. I think we might have soaked the bed. And I'm guessing you could use something soothing for your throat. So you just curl up in bed, sweetie. I'll get you something. Gotta build your strength back up. 'Cause kitten, that's not the last time we do that tonight.